Good evening, folks. It's really good to see you. What a lot of people. It must be Christmas. It's great to see you here. Maybe I should do at least a little bit of notices. And one is to say that if you're still up at midnight, and I know some of you should be in bed, There is a gathering around about midnight here. What time start, Derek?
Quarter to twelve.
So if you would like to be in church over midnight, then please come along to church at 11:45. Tomorrow at 9:30, we have another gathering in church, and at that one I like children of all ages, since we're all children in church, to bring something that they've received as a present, if you've had time to open presents. Even if you haven't, bring one that's unopened. And we'll see if there's been any exciting gifts at Christmas. And then you get to go home for all your Brussels sprouts. Now, I know in my family there's a lot of people that like Brussels sprouts. Who likes Brussels sprouts? Who doesn't like Brussels sprouts? All right. Well, I'm impressed. A majority like Brussels sprouts. It must be because we live in the countryside and we're afraid of the farmers. Now, you might have noticed I lit the candles before I started, and Derek said, am I going to tell you about my new toy? Now, it's called a plasma candle lighter. And because I'm a boy, I've got this awful temptation to go, well, it'll light candles, it'll light barbecues, it'll light almost anything, and I'm just so tempted to see if it'll burn the end of my finger. Must be something about boys, I don't know. So, if you want to see it later, it's an absolutely fascinating thing. Who would believe that you would go from matches to something that is USB charged and lights everything with a spark? So, we're going to have our Christingle service. And we're going to do that. We're going to begin by singing, we're going to sing four carols, and I'm sure you know them really well, but the words will appear on screen. We're going to begin with Still the Night, Holy the Night.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Let's worship God in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for all that Christmas means to us, all that we are looking forward to celebrating tomorrow. We pray that we may be like the shepherds who find a baby in a manger and worship the Saviour of the world. We pray that we may be like the wise men who find the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and rejoice with angels as they sing to God's glory. We worship Jesus as the light of the world, as the Prince of Peace, as the one who lived with us and for us. We rejoice in a Saviour who knows what it is like to be us. From the very early days of childhood, through growing up and learning and becoming a man, we think of his life for us and all that we receive from God through Jesus. We are grateful for that great gift that we receive at Christmas. And with a sense of wonder, we remember that the baby in the manger is Christ the Lord. As we gather here this evening, we pray for ourselves and for our world. We seek your forgiving and healing touch upon this earth, for we know that our world needs your help. We confess our failure and know that we need your forgiveness, and you offer that freely. We are sorry for all the wrong things that are around us, and rejoice in all the good things, all the good that we are capable of too, for we are God, your gift to the world also. You created us to be your people, and we thank you for that. Lord God, be with us in our praise and prayer today and tomorrow, and all that we do to celebrate, all the people we see, the gifts we receive, all that we enjoy. Be with us now, we pray, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing Away in a Manger. Asked Alistair if he would like to read the lesson for us tonight. So we're going to hear a few words from the Bible, from Luke's Gospel.
Luke Gospel. From Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, we read, "In those days Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them." Amen. And may God bless us this reading from his holy word.
I suppose this has been one of these years where there have been a number of anniversaries that have come and gone through the year. Things that some of us will remember from what doesn't seem all that long ago and turns out to have been several decades ago. I realise that, for instance, I first went out with Karen at Christmas 50 years ago. So you can give her sympathy later on. But I also realised that the first time I came across this story is now decades ago, and I've been saying the same thing year after year, over 200 years ago. And if it was over 200 years ago, some 36 years ago when I first said these words, and it had been over 200 years ago, a bit before that, it's probably getting on for 300 years, just the way time goes by. So, this is a story that comes from the Czech Republic, from the Moravian Church, and there, as some of you will realise, in Europe, sometimes it's Christmas Eve that is the big celebration. For us it's Christmas, but in many places it's Christmas Eve. And there in the Czech Republic there was a tradition that when you went to church on Christmas Eve, you would take a gift and put it beside the manger, a gift to the Christ child. And the story is of a poor family. Now, sometimes when this picture comes up, people have suggested that I might be in it, but I don't think I'm that old. Maybe I'm just the baby in the middle. Anyway, you can see it's a picture of people who don't have a lot. But they didn't want to be the only family that went to church and had nothing to give. And the story is that they went raking around the house to find something. Now, I wonder how many households here, at the back of the cupboard, there are some very dubious things can be resting there. And maybe at the back of the fridge in these days. Now, maybe I should ask the question. How many people here grew up when mouldy cheese wasn't put out, but you cut the mouldy bit off? And if the bread was a bit dry and you took the little green bit off and you stuck it in the toaster? And when you opened the milk, the check was you sniff it, you don't look at dates. Well, you can imagine. There in the cupboard was an orange. Not all that exciting, even less so when there was a mouldy bit in the top. And I thought, well, this is a long time ago, so light was by candle. So they took the mouldy bit out and stuck the candle in just to make it look a bit better, and it looked a bit like a little lamp, but still very plain. one of the girls had a red ribbon in her hair, and she took it out and they put it round the orange. But how was it going to stay? So they used skewers. We still do that. I suppose today, if we're posh, we call them cocktail sticks, but they're just skewers. And just to finish that off, there were some bits and pieces of dried fruit that were stuck on the ends. And so they took their little lamp to the church. And you can imagine if there was that probably life-size nativity scene and all the beautifully wrapped gifts from people who had more than they had around the manger. And so I suspect that they went very quietly and stuck it in round the back so that nobody would see. But somebody did. And you've got to watch ministers, because they spot things that are happening. And the minister, I suppose he would have been called a priest in that part of the church, he saw the orange and he picked it up. And you can imagine their heads going down. Oh no, what's he going to say? Well, they'd certainly say that if it was me. But that's another story. They looked at it, this man holding it, and he said, you know, this is the best gift of all. And he explained that the orange was like the world. And the red ribbon was like the love of God in Christ going right round the world. And the four skewers pointed to the four corners of the world. And there from the four corners of the world are all the fruits of the earth and all the things that we enjoy, the four seasons of the year, all sorts of things that you can attach to four skewers thinking about the world. And he said the most important thing of all, the candle standing for Jesus as the light of the world, shining over everything. And he said, this is a Christingle. And Christingle just means Christ light. So very shortly, we are going to make our Christingles, but we're going to sing again. And then I'll maybe need some help to hand out some Christingles. But we're going to sing Child in the Manger, Infant of Mary. Some volunteers. Oh, grown-up volunteers. if you'd like. What we're going to do is we'll do this a bit like an episode of Blue Peter. And that maybe shows my age too. Yeah, I got a Blue Peter badge for designing a train of the future. All right. Right, now this is going to be interesting because I've got to work in tandem with Rosemary and Derek, who are working the sound and the IT. So we're going to start by looking at an orange. Can you look at an orange? And think about the world hanging in space, about the earth. Now, the song we're going to sing, and there are various verses dealing with different bits, is to the tune, The Holly and the Ivy, so you'll know it really well, I hope. And we'll, so let's, I think, we sing about the earth now, do we? Oh, there is a wee intro. Right, wee intro. Don't get caught out by the intro, as I usually do. We need to put the red ribbon round. Now, if you put it round so that it overlaps, and just to make life a bit easier, instead of the skewers holding it, you should find in your bag a piece of paper with either one or two, one pin, is it? It should be two. Right, yes, there are two pins here. So the easy way is if you put it the first pin in the overlap, and then the other pin 180 degrees round. You'd never guess I wanted to be a maths teacher once. So hopefully you've got your red ribbon round, and some people are rushing ahead here. But it's okay. In church, the equivalent of the head teacher is the session clerk. So she'll come round to speak to you later. She's preoccupied at the moment. So we're going to sing the next bit of the carol, which is about the red ribbon. And we come straight in on this. Straight in.
My soul, the cause,
haven't put their cocktail sticks in yet. They go in. And again, if you want it, at 90 degree intervals, and I won't give you anything more, that would be silly, wouldn't it? And then, you may find some sweets and things. The easiest way to put the sweets on the cocktail sticks is to hold the cocktail stick and put the raisins on first, because the sweets take a lot of effort. And while you're finishing off getting your sweeties onto the cocktail sticks, because this is the hard bit, I've just about put one through my finger already. We'll sing about the four seasons and the harvest. And now the bit that means for the rest of Christmas, I smell of oranges. I find the easiest way is stick a finger in the top of the orange. And then the candle goes in. And actually, what I have discovered is if you leave this on your kitchen table in the warm, the wick seems to draw up the orange juice, and you can smell orange in your kitchen as well as off your fingers. So I see lots of people with the candle in place. So let's complete our Christingle carol.
Thank you.
So, can I see your Christingles? Look at that. Now, I am not going to do what we did on the very first Christingle service with no one-way system at all and a church full of children. I think adults would have been worse, but there we go. And what we did was we thought, well, you can't have a Christingle and not light it. Because that's what I had done in a big church in Edinburgh with lots of space, and nobody was going to set fire to anybody else. So we had something like 50 or 60 Christingles in people's hands wandering around. And certain of my elders, and I won't name any of them, were just about passing out with the thought that not only were we going to burn the church down, but we'd probably burn down half the village, or at least the people of the village. But it is nice to see our Christingle, and Derek is managing to work the lights from upstairs as well. Look at that. So when you get home with your Christingle, there are lots of things you could do. You can keep it for your Christmas table. You might want to give it to a neighbour. There might be somebody who would appreciate a Christingle. Or you might want to save it for grandparents or whoever that you would like to give that kind of present to. Thank you for being here to make Christingles with me. It's one of my favourite services of the Christmas period. And the one year I said, let's do something different. After, all I got was, where was our Christingle service? So, thank you for being here. I hope you have a great Christmas. I hope that some of you have been good enough to get presents. Have you been really good? You have a very innocent looking face. Is it practiced? I thought so. So, I think we've got one more thing to sing. We're going to sing O Come All Ye Faithful, which we'll sing again tomorrow morning, I'm sure. Well, Derek has shown me the service, so yes, we are. So let's sing O Come All Ye Faithful.
Thank you.
your Christingles, with your Christ light. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.